It's time for scripture reading.
今天的经文是在第一个创世纪，旧约圣经创世纪第二章的第十五节到十六节，还有第三章的一节到十七节。
Scripture reading is in the book of Genesis, chapter 2:15 through 17, and chapter 3:1-7.
创世纪，圣经旧约第一部书，第二章的第十五节这样说：耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。第三章的第一节到七节。耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说：园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说：你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。我们把下面的时间交给我们的蔡老师。
We give the time to Dr. Tsai.
I'm going
to make a quick introduction to Dr. Tsai.
蔡玉玲老师这次是来我们城里面来教以赛亚书的课程。
Dr. Daisy Tsai is here in town this week to teach the seminary extension course on the book of Isaiah.
她是刚刚最新出炉的芝加哥三一神学院就业博士。
She's a freshly out of oven PhD in the Trinity Seminary.
Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. 他让我最敬佩的是他的女儿在读大学，但他把旧约博士给读完了。
What I respect her the most was that while her daughter was in college and she actually finished her PhD degree.
我们把时间交给蔡老师。
Let's give the time to Dr. Tsai.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我今天要讲的主题是神话与神的话。
The topic of my message today is folklore or God's words.
圣经创世纪的一到十一章。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 1-11.
对很多人而言。
To a lot of people,
是很不真实的故事。
It's not realistic.
看来根本就像神话故事。
So it feels like a folklore.
我很难看这些叙述叫做神的话。
It's hard for us to understand that as a word of God.
很多基督徒不知道怎么面对别人质疑这些像神话一般的故事，怎么会是神默示的话语？
A lot of Christians do not know how to respond to the questions that other people had about this description. Why, how come these words could be the words that's inspired by God?
创世纪一到三章。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 1-3.
在很多人眼中没有真实性。
In a lot of people's eyes, it's not real.
因为从第一章第一节开始。
Because from chapter 1, verse 1.
到第三章二十七节。
To chapter 3, verses 27.
地是空虚混沌。
The earth is formless and empty.
神用说的就创造世界。
Through words, God created the world.
人是尘土造的。
And the men are made out of dust.
女人是男人的肋骨造的。
And woman is made out of a rib.
还有一条会说话的蛇。
And there's even the serpent who can talk.
还有那个基路伯在伊甸园东边有那个发火焰的剑，一起把守生命树的道路。
And there's even a cherubim who is guarding the gate, and there's a flaming sword is flashing back and forth and guarding the way to to life.
我们都没有看到。
None of us have ever seen it.
没有人可以证明这是真的。
Nobody could prove that it was true.
我们 看不到真相。
We could not see the reality of it.
我们又不能实验证明。
And there's no way to do experiment to prove it.
我们也觉得它不真。
So we can think, you know, we think that it's not real.
但是
However,
它不代表它没有真理性。
It doesn't mean that it does not, it doesn't have the truthfulness.
圣经这些像神话般的故事
So these kind of stories that feels like a folklore
好像没有真实性
It feels like it's not real, there's no actuality
但是有充分高度的真理性
However, these things has a high degree of truthfulness
特别是创世纪一到三章
Especially in chapter 1 to 3
它对于人论
When it's talking about human
可以说是最精彩的最具有真理性的论述
That's probably the best description, the best theory about human.
今天我就以这两段经文
So today I'm going to use the two scriptures.
我们要一起想思想
And we'll contemplate together.
人活着不是靠真相
That for us to live, we do not live by reality or actuality.
而是依靠真理
We live by the truth.
真相有时候不一定找得到
Because sometimes we could not find reality or the actuality.
有些真相也许你也不想知道
And maybe some of the reality you do not want to know anyway.
真实也可能只是片段的拼凑
Some realities may be just pieces of facts put together.
他们不一定等于人能靠着去存活的真理
And that does not necessarily equal to the truth that we could live by.
今天我要讲的第一点。
So the first point.
神的告知跟答案。
God's inspiration and God's answer.
神的话就等于真理跟真实。
God's word is the actuality, which is the truth.
人需要神的话才能安然自在地存活。
We need God's word so that we can live comfortably and peacefully.
在创世纪刚刚读的二章十五到十七节里面
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 to 17
这三节经文说
In these three verses
神造人以后
After God made human
人在伊甸园就是修理看守
God made him stay in the Garden of Eden and make him work it and take care of it
人的生活跟工作很简单
So the people's life is very simple
修理看守伊甸园
You just work it and you take care of it.
这个命令很清楚。
It's a very clear commandment.
园中树上的果子你都可以吃。
And you can eat from all the trees in the garden.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃。
And only you cannot eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because when you eat of it, you will surely die.
这个命令没有什么含糊的空间。
So there's no ambiguity in this commandment.
连小孩都听得懂。
Even little kids will understand.
你跟小孩子说。
When you tell a little kid.
这里有九颗糖。
There,
九颗红色的糖。
There's a nine red candies.
还有一颗黑色的糖。
And there's one black one.
红的都可以吃。
And if it's red, you can eat it.
黑的不能吃。
If it's black, you can't eat.
你吃了黑糖就要打屁屁。
If you eat the black candy, you're going to get spanking.
连幼儿园的小孩都听得懂。
Even kindergartners could understand this kind of command. Therefore, in the very beginning of the book of Genesis, God has told us already. God created the world through his words. His word is the truth. The truth came from him. So the Bible told us,
we need God's word.
We need God's words.
就是这个真理。
Because we need the truth.
才能存活。
Therefore, we can live by it.
这种依靠神的话可以使人很平安自在存活的生活是人真正需要的。
So this kind of life that we can live by God's words and can live comfortably and peacefully is the real kind of life that we need.
但是很多人。
But however, a lot of people
And
including a lot of Christians.
我们认为我们需要神的话才能活的人并不多。
We can't find many of us Christians that actually recognize that we need God's words to live by.
我们读的中文和合本圣经。
In the Chinese Union Version translation of the Bible.
新约跟旧约都一样。
It's the same in the New and the Old Testament.
翻成真理跟真实的两个中文。
That there's two different Chinese, the two different words that's translated differently in the Chinese translation, which are the truthfulness and actuality.
其实神的话就是真理，就是真实的。
Actually, God's word is the truth, which is the actuality.
中文把它翻得不一样。
But the Chinese, in Chinese language, is translated differently.
但是其实它的希伯来文、希腊文都是同样的字。
And however, it's the same word in Hebrew and in Greek.
它的动词都是确信、相信这个字的意思。
And it came from the same root for the verb certain or believe.
基督徒经常说阿门。
A lot of Christians, we say amen all the time.
是这个字的副词形态。
And this word is the verb form of the adverb form of belief.
我们相信是真的。
Because we believe that's true.
是可信的。
And it's believable.
我们就说 amen.
So that we say amen.
我们相信神的话。
We believe in God's words.
就站在通往真理的道路上。
Then we will be standing on the path to God's truth.
中文和合本圣经可能根据上下文。
And in the Chinese Union Translation Bible,
它可能把它翻成真实或真理。
And it could be translated into truth or actuality.
所以对整本圣经来说，
Therefore, in the entire Bible,
其实真实的真理就是真实的。
Actuality is the truth,
也就是神的话，等于神的
话。Which equals God's word.
可是我们想要知道的真的。
However, the kind of truth that we want to know,
并不是圣经上说的这神的话。
It's not really what God says about His words in the Bible.
我们想要知道是真的有这件事，真的有这样的事情吗？
Because what we want, really want to know is to know if this is true, is this real, really happened?
我们希望公司的老板。
And just like we want our bosses,
我们教会的牧师。
Or our pastors,
告诉我们的愿景是真的。
They can tell us whatever our wish would come true.
我们希望我们夫妻或情侣相爱，那个海誓山盟都是真的。
And we also wish that all these promises that's made between couples will always come true.
我们希望科学家、营养学家、医生、老师，还有理财专员告诉我们的定律、饮食、医疗、健康、理财资讯都是真的。
And we hope that all the scientists, or the dietitians, or the doctors, the teachers, all these stock market, you know, pros, they can tell us all these informations and that all these could be true for us.
我们比较相信这些是真的。
We want to believe in those words.
我们其实没有办法验证他们讲的是真的。
But we don't know. We cannot prove that whatever they say is true. They give us some data.
这些数据可能是有选择性的。
These data could be selective.
我们没有办法验证。
And there's no way for us to prove it.
你只能选择相信或半信半疑。
You can choose either to believe it or believe it halfly.
其实我们面对一个非常不真实的世界，可是我们以为是真的。
Therefore, we actually are living in the world that is not really real, but then we want to believe that it's real.
我们来看看我们是怎么看这个世界。
And let's take a look at how we look at this world.
第二点。
And then let's come to number two.
我们的认知跟问题。
And our understanding and our questions.
我们用眼见为事实。
We believe in what we see.
我们其实容易被部分事实误导。
However, we're easily misled by partial truth.
在创世纪三章一到七节中
，In Genesis chapter 3:1-7，
这条蛇跟女人有一个很重要的对话。
There's a very important conversation between the serpent and the woman.
你觉得蛇跟女人说话很不真实，很好笑，对不对
？Do you think that it's ridiculous that a serpent can talk to a woman？
Yeah. 但是我们要来看它的真理性。
But let's take a look at the truthfulness of this conversation.
这段对话其实男人也在旁边。
And in fact, during this conversation, the man was also there.
中文没有翻出来。
In the Chinese translation, it wasn't translated.
但是英文圣经都有翻出来。
However, in the English translation of this Bible, it was translated.
这个女人吃了果子也给她先生了。
When this woman took the fruit, she ate of it and then she gave it to her husband.
蛇跟女人在讨论过程中，男人都没有讲话。
And during this conversation between the woman and the serpent, the man did not say anything.
没有反对。
He didn't object.
没有更正。
He didn't correct.
可是却顺从了讨论的结果。
And however, he even obeyed the result of the discussion between the woman and the serpent.
蛇在创世纪一到三章一到七节当中。
In Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 through 7.It says that the serpent was more crafty than any other animals. In the Hebrew, it was pronounced as aru.
It
means shrewd or being sharp.
所以蛇很聪明。
Therefore, we know that the serpent is really smart.
在这段经文里面，二章二十六节。
In the scripture, chapter 2, verse 26.
还有三章一节
as well as chapter 3 verse 1
他说赤身露体
and when it's talking about being naked
是 arom
in Hebrew it's pronounced as arom
对那在创世纪的三章十四节
in chapter 3 verse 14
神咒诅了蛇
God cursed the serpent
咒诅希伯来文念 arur
and the curse in Hebrew is arur
所以这段经文有 arur arom Arur.
So therefore, in this, this part of scriptures, there's Aru, Arom, and Arur. It is actually kind of like a word play. Because in chapter 2, verse 26, men are naked. And the serpent were Arur, were smart. And when the human rebel against God, and they realize that they're actually naked, which are a roam. And then the serpent was a roar, which was cursed.
其实蛇的灵巧狡猾在箴言当中是翻作通达人。
When the description of crafty of the serpent was translated in Proverbs, as being prudent.
所以聪明灵巧并没有不好。
Therefore, being smart or shrewd or prudent is not bad.
但是蛇误用了他的聪明。
However, the serpent misused his intelligence.
蛇代表着所有自以为比神聪明的人。
So the serpent actually represents all the people who thought that they are smarter than God.
Evil.
不是神可以创造的。 Evil is not created by God.
但是神允许它存在。
But God allowed it to happen.
叫人知道他是创造的神。
So then people will know that God is the creator God.
恶不是神造的因。
Because evil is not the reason of God's creation. God didn't create evil to be the reason.
但它却是人选择的果子。
But evil is the fruit of human's choice.
蛇是世上第一个神学家。
Because God is the first theologian in this world.
他很聪明。
He's very smart.
他引诱人从不信任神的角度开始想问题。
The serpent, right? Okay, sorry. The serpent is the first theologian in the world. Because he tried to tempt human to think differently.
第一个挑战神的话的真实性是人落入灾难的开始。
Because he challenged God's words and tempt people to rebel against God's words.
蛇最想知道神的话是真的吗？
Because the serpent is the first one who wants to know if God's words is true.
这个真实。
This kind of truthfulness.
是要知道他有没有效力。
Means that the serpent wants to know if God's words has power.
Yeah. 就像我们所有人一样。
Just like all of us,
我们不相信。
We do not believe.
我们也不确定。
We're not sure.
你们基督徒讲的圣经是真的吗？
Are we sure that the Christian, whatever the Christian said about the Bible is true?
我们想要去证明。
We want to prove it.
我小时候有一个迷信的传说。
When I was little, there is a kind of a superstitious saying.
就是说用手指头指月亮。
It's saying that if you point the moon with your finger,
然后你的耳朵就会在睡梦中被割掉。
Then your ear will be cut off when you're sleeping.
我很小。
And when I was very little.
我很想知道这是真的吗?
I really want to know if it's true.
所以我就等我弟弟睡着了。
So I wait until my little brother fell asleep.
我就拿他的手指头去指月亮。
I use his finger and point to the moon.
等到天亮了。
And then the next day in the morning.
我就赶快跑去看我弟弟。
I rushed to him.
看他耳朵有没有被割掉。
And I checked his ear to see if his ear is still there.
所以连小孩子都知道要实验证明。
So that even a little kid will know that they need to do experiment and to prove things.
所以不难想象蛇为什么要证明吧。
So it's not hard for us to understand why serpent wants to prove it too, right?
我今天要讲。
So today what I'm trying to say.
这个女人回答其实没有错。
Is that the answer from this woman is not wrong.
你们不要一直以为女人错。
So don't always think that women are wrong.
神说都可以吃。
God said, you can eat from any of the trees.
但是第三节的后半段。
However, in the second part of verse 3,
这个女的加了一些理解。
This woman, she adds some of the comments from her own understanding.
她说不可以摸。
She said that you cannot touch it.
这个原来的经文。
In the original scripture,
她的确是说女人说的话是 quote unquote 的。引用神的话。
The scripture is trying to say that this woman was quoting God directly.
真的话原来当然不是这样。
However, God's original words weren't like that.
不过
However,
不能吃。
You cannot eat it.
当然就不能摸啊。
If you cannot eat it, you can't touch it, right?
没有错吧。
So that's not wrong.
所以很多人把这节经文解释为女人犯错愚昧的开始是错的。
So a lot of people understood it as that this is the beginning of the woman's mistake. However, this thought was wrong.
因为我们忘了一件事。
Because we didn't, we ignore one thing.
这节经文。
This, this verse.
是显示人有自由意志可以思考神的话语。
Is showing us that we do have the free will to understand, interpret God's words.
就像很多基督徒。
Just like a lot of Christians around us.
我们觉得去酒吧喝酒可能没关系。
We feel that, well, it's okay to go to the bar and just have a drink.
有些人真的喝一喝聊聊天就回家。
And some people they really just go and have a drink and they go home.
但是有些人可能就落入试探。
However, a lot of people went and then they fell into temptation.
他喜欢在 bar 看漂亮的女人。
Some people like to go to the bar and just look at beautiful women.
后来就变成外遇了。
And then one thing lead to another and eventually become an affair.
所以女人的错。
However, the mistake of this woman.
不是她跟蛇对话。
Wasn't because she had a conversation with the serpent.
而是四到五节。
And it was in verse 4-5.
因为神说你们不一定死。
Because the serpent said that you will not surely die.
他说你们的眼睛会明亮。
He said that your eyes will be opened.
你会像神一样知道善恶。
And he said that you will be like God to know, to be able to have the knowledge of good and evil.
他说对了一部分。
And he was only partially right.
他们真的像神，他们眼睛明亮了吗？
Were their eyes opened?
是的。
Yes.
但是真的像神能知道善恶吗？
However, were they like God to be able to have the knowledge of good and evil?
没有，他们感到的是羞耻。
Not necessarily, because what they felt was shame.
当人家讲全部的明显的谎话或假话的时候。
When someone tells you a lie, which was completely a big lie,
你不会去相信。
It's hard to believe. Nobody will believe it.
但是这个世界。
However, in this world,
就是这样子。
It's complicated like that.
真真实实。
Some are real, some are not real.
虚虚实实，虚虚假假。
Some people tell you partly true and partly untrue.
我们也很喜欢讲部分事实。
And for us, even we do that.
我们都是部分事实的传递者。
Because we a lot of times pass on partial truth to another.
这个女人真正的错误就是第六节。
So the real mistake that this woman made was in verse 6.
是我们所有人共同的错误。
And it's also the mistake that all of us made.
我们看见的变成事实。
What we saw, we made it into truth.
她刚刚理解神的话有没有错？
Her understanding of God's words, do you think it was wrong?
她是对的。
She was actually right.
她说我不要吃。
She said that I shouldn't eat it.
我也不要摸。
I shouldn't touch it.
可是她这样做了吗？
But did she do it?
这就是基督徒。
And that was like a lot of Christians.
还有我们很多人。
or just like a lot of us.
We
didn't do what we understood the, to do. We came to church. We read the Bible.
We
go to Bible study.
Wow,
we even engage in the heated debate or discussions.
Wow,
and lots of churches like to talk about disciplines or principles of the Bible. And there's a lot of deep discussions in group studies. And a lot of people, they can talk a lot. God means this, God means that. However, we have never really carried God's words into action in our daily life. What we understand and what we actually do are two different things. Yeah, that means we have the ability to understand and to debate and discuss about God's word. However, we are not able to obey and follow God's word, even if we know that it's true, it's real. And a lot of times in our own lives, no matter how much education you have received, we are easily influenced by what our senses feel. Do you like to watch YouTube? Do you feel like it's like a real world? It's pretty real. A lot of people became famous through YouTube. Yeah, if you want to be famous, go to YouTube.
但是 YouTube 可不可以也很假?
However, YouTube is pretty untrue, unrealistic. This is what this world is like. I'll give you a funny example. Taiwanese girl who was born in the U.S. You may know who this person was. And she, when she grew up, she went to Taiwan and became a pop song singer. She said, oh, I was a Harvard student. But the tuition was too expensive. So I decided to take a break, and then I'm going to be a pop star in Taiwan.
Wow,
so this is actually very shocking to a lot of people, like Harvard student who give up her study and become a pop singer. So a lot of people ask her a lot of questions. So this girl finally had to answer in English. So she said, well, I actually took extension classes at Harvard. So whoever has some idea will know right away. So how could you say that you are a Harvard student when you're actually just taking extension courses? So this woman and her her manager.
Yeah, something.
They didn't tell the whole truth. Because when she said that she's taking classes at Harvard, that was true. The tuition was too expensive. It could be true too. However, when people found out that she wasn't really a formal Harvard student, and then she said that, well, I have never said that I didn't take extension courses. So when this whole truth was found out, people think that, well, you're not an honest person. However, you're wrong. What this girl and her manager wants to achieve was the news to make her famous, and which was achieved. So that was reality. And to become famous or known was what they want, the kind of reality they want.
你看看最近的新闻。
So if we read the news recently,
格达费他有没有在他的媒体宣布？他说他的国家只有少数的叛军、野心分子要破坏这个国家。
Didn't we see that Gaddafi? He said that well, there's only a few people they are kind of rebel against the government.
就像盖达组织
or just Al Qaeda organization.
他说美国是最邪恶的国家。
They're saying that the U.S. is the most evil world country in the world.
爱穆斯林的阿拉的真信徒。
The real follower of Muslim or real follower of Allah.
我们应该杀死所有巴基斯坦境内的美国人。
To kill all the Americans in Pakistan.
跟西方国家所宣称的。
And this compared to what was proclaimed by Western countries.
说 Osama bin Laden 是世界头号恐怖分子。
Which said that Osama bin Laden was the number one terrorist in this world.
有没有看见
Don't you see?
这个世界
In this world,
大家都在各说各话
People are just saying whatever they want to believe.
每个人都选择自己想相信的，那就是真的。
They choose to believe that what they want to believe and think that that was the truth.
其实人是选择自己想相信的，就觉得那是真的。
Because we choose what we want to, we believe what we want to believe. We choose to believe that it was truth.
女人跟男人一同吃果子。
When the women and the men both ate of the fruit,
代表我们所有人共同的软弱。
That represent that all of us are weak.
我们想相信的。
We want to believe.
我们就觉得是真的。
And then we think that it's true.
我们甚至非常可笑。
And even more ridiculous.
我们根本就拒绝相信真正的事实。
A lot of times we refuse to believe or to accept the real truth.
我们却要求神证明事实跟真实给我们看，我们才要相信神。
And then we even ask God to prove His truth to us, so that we can believe that it's true.
所以主耶稣就说：“你要看神迹啊，不用看了。”
So that's why God said that you ask for a miracle, I'm not going to show to you.
如果你要等到看得见或能证明才要相信神。
Because if you are asking for a miracle, something for you to see and touch, then you believe that it's true.
你永远得不到结果。
You will never get it.
你只有相信神。
Only when you have faith in God.
你才会发现圣经这些故事听起来不真实。
That you will believe that some of the stories in the Bible may not feel real.
你会发现圣经这些不真实的故事却很有真理性。
They may not feel real, not actual. However, there is a lot of truthfulness in those stories.
在启蒙运动的时候。
During the era of Enlightenment.
真理认为是被可以建筑于理性探究的科学模式上。
And people believe that the truth could be proved by scientific method.
是可以被客观的理解。
It could be understood objectively.
定义。
It could be defined.
辩护。
Could be debated.
但后现代的哲学家。
However, for postmodern philosophers.
他们现在说。
Nowadays, they say,
真理没有普世性。
There is no there is no universal definition of truth.
每个文化都可以建立他自己的真理。
Every culture can establish their own truth.
真理也无法客观地真实。
And the truth could not be understood objectively.
因为所有真理都是被建构出来的。
Because every truth was established by something.
后现代的一个哲学家叫 Rachel Rorty.
One of the postmodern philosophers whose name is Rachel Rorty.
他说真理是被造出来的，而不是被发现。
He said that the truth was made, it was not discovered, found.
后现代的哲学家
For postmodern philosophers,
看破了。
They understood.
启蒙运动的时候
They knew that during the era of the Enlightenment,
天真以为所有东西都可以验证
Everybody at that time thought that everything could be proven.
就可以是真的
So they, as long as it's proven, it's true.
就可以相信
And then we can believe it.
其实是现代哲学家认清了
And that actually was understood more correctly nowadays.
所谓的真相跟真实不见得都能客观的呈现。
Because some of the actuality or the truth could not necessarily be proven or objectively understood.
人的理性。
Because our rationality
是这么脆弱跟不充分。
Is very weak and is also insufficient.
就像圣经这里说的一样。
Just like what is said in the Bible.
吃果子的本身。
When the fact that you eat of the fruit,
就是想客观去验证神话语的真实性。
And it means that you want to objectively prove or experiment to see the truthfulness of God's words.
但人没有办法证明。
However, we could not prove.
你会发现蛇不真相不是蛇或者第三者说的。
Because we know that the truth was not made or was not said by the serpent.
真理原来真的只能建立在神永恒的话语跟审判上面。
Because the truth was only established by God's words and God's eternal judgment.
所以后现代一些哲学家
Therefore, for a lot of postmodern philosophers,
就把真理说的哦很客观的真实，大家同意就好。
They are saying that while truth was something that as long as is accepted by the majority of people, then that could be truth.
其实后现代的哲学家发现了圣经的真理性，却不敢面对。
So a lot of postmodern philosophers, they found out, they understood the reality or the truth of God's words, but they could not believe in it.
所以这不是后现代。
So this is postmodern.
所有人每个时代都一样。
Not just in postmodernism, it's actually true in every time.
就是每个时代都想否定神跟圣经的真理性。
In every time period, there are people trying to prove or disprove God's truthfulness.
这就是蛇的主张。
So this is the opinion or the idea of the serpent.
不要人归向真理。
He doesn't want people to know the truth.
不要人单纯可以信靠神。
He doesn't want people to just have a simple faith in God's words.
蛇会讲话。
Serpent could talk.
跟一个女人讲话
He could talk to the woman.
好假的故事
And it feels like a fake story.
但是这里面却有很深的真理性
However, there's a lot of truthfulness in the story.
人吃了善恶果子
When human eat of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil,
就是选择要去面对自己自由意志的选择
They chose to face the result of their free choice.
他们要自己去体验
They want to experience it.
去判断。
They want to make a decision of it.
所以就会不断面对罪恶的引诱跟试探。
Therefore, they continually face the temptations and the tests from the sin.
所以从该隐杀亚伯。
Therefore, from Cain killed Abel.
人的道德败坏。
And the humans fall into sin.
洪水的审判。
And the big flood.
还有巴别塔。
And the Tower of Babel.
所以这些客观这些创造的传说跟故事
All these are stories about creation.
其实都告诉我们
are telling us
人离开神的话
that we are separated from God's words.
我们就面对很多混乱
If we are separated from God's words, then there's going to be a lot of chaos.
我们没有办法判别
It's hard for us to tell a difference.
所以我们今天的讲道
Therefore, in today's message,
我们希望大家能够认清楚
I would like to help and to everybody to recognize, to understand
我们应该相信神的告知跟答案
That we should believe in God's words and God's answer in God's inspiration
神的话语就是真实的是真理
Because God's words is the truth and which is real
我们需要神的话可以存活
We need to live by God's words.
第二个
Number two.
面对我们自己的认知跟问题
When we face our own understanding and the questions from ourselves.
我们很容易用眼见为事实
We easily thought that whatever we see must be true.
我们易于被部分事实引导
And we also are easily influenced by a partial truth.
所以挑战神话语的真实性是人落入灾难的开始。
Therefore, when we start to challenge the reality of God's words, that becomes the beginning of our falling into trouble.
这 并不是说你不可以去思考神的话语。
It doesn't mean that we are not supposed to be understanding or thinking about God's words.
而是当你思想神的话语的时候，你是不是能照着这当中的真理去遵行？
But we're saying that when you contemplate God's words, are you using God's principles, God's truth to understand His own words?
我们很容易有一个困难。
And there's we easily fall into a certain kind of difficulty.
我们看见，我们想相信，我们觉得它是真的。
We want to believe what we think is true.
所以我们可以做的事是。
So what we can do now?
我们读了神的话语。
Is that after we read God's words?
我们可以遵从神的话语。
We follow God's words.
圣灵保惠师会带领我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us.
神的话就是真理。
Because God's word is the truth.
真理可以叫人得自由。
The truth can liberate us.
我们可以活得很自在，很平安，很有喜乐。
So that we can live comfortably, live with peace and joy.
第二个。
And number two.
我们可以体察别人对你说话的动机。
And we should examine the motivations or incentives of what other people are telling us.
很多东西。
Because in a lot of cases,
我们可以放在祷告中。
We can put a lot of items in our prayers.
如果你心里觉得不安,
if you feel that there's no peace,
就不要去跟着说或跟着做,
then don't follow whatever other people say or whatever other people do.
我们最近是不是要面对世界末日?
And weren't we facing the end of the world just yesterday?
我女儿前天晚上告诉我,
so last night my daughter told me,
她说, 妈, 可是我还没结婚呢。
And my daughter said, Mom, I'm not married yet.
可是我想结婚呢。
So I want to get married.
我们如果你读神的话语，神真的告诉我们，世界末日不是我们可以现在说出来的。
If we have read God's words, then we know that God have told us that the end of this world, the day of the end of the world, we could not tell.
我们可以看见自己的有限。
We could see the limitations in us.
我们常常看不见自己很有限。
However, a lot of times we did not see our own limitations.
受越高教育的人,
the more educations you receive,
越以为自己什么都懂,
the more you think that you know everything.
我们以为我们知道的就是事实,
you thought that what you know is truth.
然后把它等于真理,
and that equals truth, reality.
我们不承认我们不知道,
we could not admit that we don't know certain things.
不知道好像就很无知。
Because if we say that we don't know, it looks like we're stupid or we're ignorant.
尤其是华人。
Especially for Chinese.
创世纪刚刚你读的经文。
In the scriptures we just read in Genesis.
很多事情你不知道跟无知其实是很正常的。
It's actually very normal for us to not know or to be ignorant.
人犯罪后。
Because after our fall from sin.
我们想掩饰我们的无知。
We want to cover up. We want to cover up our ignorance.
我们不喜欢无知，那种感觉是羞耻的，是多么的真实。
Because we don't want to feel shame because of our ignorance.
我们觉得好像被看穿了那样赤身露体。
We don't like to feel that we're being seen through, just like we're being naked.
所以我们很想掩饰。
So that we like to cover it up.
所以他们最后拿个无花果叶子为自己掩饰起来。
Therefore, Adam and Eve they use fig leaves to make coverings for themselves.
创世纪在说。
In the book of Genesis, it says.
人没有吃善恶果子。人没有吃善恶的果子。
Oh, it says that the human didn't eat of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
无知。
The ignorance did.
一点都不觉得羞愧。
Because they feel no shame.
但是吃了善恶果。
In the beginning, they feel no shame. However, after they ate of the fruit,
让人自以为有知，知道东西。
They thought that they knew everything. They had knowledge.
却是在掩饰无知的羞耻感。
However, they are actually just covering the shame that they felt from their ignorance.
今天你回去。
So today, after you went home,
你再把这几节经文读一读。
Let's read those verses one more time.
你会觉得他就在讲你真实的你。
You may feel that it's actually talking about the real you.
我们需要神的话语。
We need God's words.
我们才能够活得安然自在。
So that we can live comfortably and live in peace.
们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们常常面对很多不确定的情况。
Oftentimes we face uncertainty.
我们会害怕。
We may feel afraid.
我们感到无力。
May feel weak.
我们不想告诉别人。
We do not want to tell anybody.
但是你都知道。
However, you know everything.
我们只是在外表装作很坚强。
At times we just put up a mask of being strong.
其实我们里面的软弱你完全看透。
But you see through us, you know our weakness inside us.
我们恳求你。
We ask you.
我们今天在座每一位弟兄姐妹。
For today, for every one of us today.
我们以你的话语做我们脚前的灯路上的光。
We can use your words and we see your words as the lamp upon our feet and the light upon our path.
你成为我们心中安定的力量。
And you become the power, the strength in our heart.
你的话语
your words
在我们的心中
in our hearts.
我们就像锡安山不动摇
and so that we could be like the mountain of Zion and we are not moving.
我们恳求每一位恳求在、mm-hmm. 我们为在座的每一位恳求
and we pray for every one of us.
喜爱读你的话语
to love and desire your words.
经常昼夜思想。
So then we thought of your words day and night.
我们就不害怕面对一些虚虚假假部分的事实。
So then we're not afraid to face this world which has just partial truth and partial untrue stories.
愿意我们的一生。
May our lives.
我们追求的是你的真理。
In our lives, what we seek.Is to seek your truth,
而不是我们自己想看见的真实。
So that we're not only seeking what we want to see.
愿意你使我们有一个真实依靠你的心。
We ask you to give us a heart, which goes after you.
愿我们在座还在寻求你的人。
We ask you to help, those among us who are seeking you.
他们能够认识到。
That they could understand
你的话语
that your words
是永恒不变的真理
are the eternal truth.
求你帮助我们
We ask you to help us
帮助这个教会
and help this church
这是高举你的话语
and to lift up your words
可以依靠你的话语而生活
so we could live by your words
福音可以被广传
and your gospel can be spread
奉主耶稣基督的名求
And pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.